The 5-minute vart of Shabbos Nachamu is going to be said Leil Nishmas, Yudit Hershkowitz's father, whose yahrzeit was on Tu B'Av. Moshe Aaron Yehoshua ben Eliezer Zussman, his neshama shavaliyah, and should be a male yosher for his mishpach and all of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Nachamu, a Shabbos of comfort, but where does the comfort come from? Where does the nechama come from? And I believe we have the answer in the first words of this week's parasha. Ve'eschanan el Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem. We know famously, Chazal teach us that our tefillos are b'makom karbanos. That our davening is in the place of karbanos. That although no longer do we have a Beis HaMikdash to meet up with the Rabbeinu Shalom, to have a meet at Beis HaMikdash, to go to see Hashem and to talk to Hashem. And that is what we mourned for 3 weeks during Bein HaMitzarim, culminating this past Sunday in Tisha B'Av. The Nechama is that although we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we still have a means to connect to Hashem. We have a way to talk to Hashem and build a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship with Hashem, and that is through tefillah. That is through V'eschanan el Hashem, to daven to Hashem. And that's a Nechama. Yes, we still yearn for Beis HaMikdash, but Nechama means we at least have something, some way to connect to Hashem. V'eschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi lemor. The Hilga Degel Machan Ephraim, the Talmud of the Baal Shem, he explains, there's another deep lesson in tefillah we see in these words, in this first pasuk of our parasha. V'eschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi lemor. When we daven, very often, in truth, we don't even know what we should be davening for. We don't even know what's best for us. Sometimes we think something's best for us, but it's really not in our best interest. And we're davening for something that's really bad for us. Part of davening is that we should know what we're davening for or should be davening for. And sometimes we're not sure. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, the Torah says, V'eschanan el Hashem be'eis ahi lemor. The tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, first and foremost, was V'eschanan Hashem. It was pleading to Hashem that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillos was Be'ez Hahi Lemor. That everyone should know Be'ez Hahi at that time what to say to Hashem. That every single tefillah, there are different tefillos we should be davening for. The biggest tefillah is Be'ez Hahi Lemor. It's the davening at that moment for the proper tefillos, for the proper things that we should want and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be giving us. That's V'eschanan Hashem be'eis ahi lemor, at that specific time, to know what to daven for. Truth is, that's pshat, perhaps, in the famous words of David HaMelech in Kapitel Chav Zayin in Tehillim, that we're going to start saying every single day, Rish Chodesh Elo, Acha sho'alti me'eis Hashem oisa v'akesh. It's a strange pasuk. Acha sho'alti me'eis Hashem. There's one thing that I ask of Hashem. Oisa v'akesh. That which I should be asking for, shifti b'beis Hashem. The words osav v'vakesh are completely extra and superfluous. There's one thing that I ask of Hashem, that which I should be asking for. Just say, acha shalti b'beis Hashem. There's one thing I'm asking of Hashem, shifti b'beis Hashem, to dwell in the house of Hashem. So maybe pshat is the same as this Degel Mechana Ephraim. David Melech was saying, the deepest tefillah is as follows, acha shalti b'beis Hashem. There's only one thing that I ask of Hashem, osa avakesh, that which I should be asking for. That's the biggest tefillah. The tefillah is not to daven for a nice car, and for parnasa, and for shiduchim, and for refuels, although it's important to daven for all of that. But the ultimate tefillah, the highest level is, achash yalti meshem. There's only one thing I ask of Hashem, osa avakesh. That which I should be asking for. Be'eis ahi lemor. At that time, what I should be saying. And our tefillos are who we are. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei, there's a Rashi that explains that our nefesh is our tefillah. Nefesh zuhi tefillah. And our nefesh, we know, samalecha nafshi. Our nefesh is what we yearn for. Our nefesh, our soul, is what we want and who we are. And our tefillah is our nefesh. So therefore, in our tefillahs is who we really are. In our tefillahs is what we really want. And what we should be saying to Hashem on the highest of level is, V'eschanan el Hashem, I daven Hashem be'eis ahi lemor. At that time, whatever I should be saying. This achash sho'alti me'eis Hashem. There's only one thing I ask Hashem. Oli Zavakaj, that which I should be asking for. My essence, my yearning is whatever you want from me, Hashem. Whatever is best for me, Hashem. With these tefillos and these types of tefillos, we'll be zoicha not just in a nechama that we have tefillah to connect to Hashem, but hopefully, Bez Hashem, the ultimate nechama with Biach's Mashiach, Bimheir Vimenu, have a Heilige Shabbos Kodesh full of simcha, full of bracha, full of nechama.